It's time for jazz. My name is Ken with Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. And just as we did last week, we're going to start out with Autumn Leaves. I'm going to be playing a different version of Autumn Leaves as long as the beautiful New England scenery inspires me to do so. This time we're going to do one by Johnny Griffin. This is his interpretation of Autumn Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Griffin from the album Return of the Griffin, 1978 release. Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, his first studio album after returning to the United States from 15 years of living and playing in Europe, as so many jazz musicians did in the 60s. And on that one, he was accompanied by Ronnie Matthews on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and drummer Keith Copeland. And we heard, of course, his version of the Johnny Mercer original, Autumn Leaves. And the Autumn Leaves are really coming into full color these last few days. So as long as the mood is within me, I'm going to be playing Autumn Leaves to start out the beginning of every show, because I have so many versions of it. It is a one of the most covered tunes in jazz music, a great jazz standard, Autumn Leaves. We're going to keep in the October kind of Halloween spirit. I'm going to continue on with a set starting with Greg Abate doing Monsters in the Night, followed by Wayne Shorter, Witch Hunt. Thank you. just heard a classic track from one of the great jazz albums of all time, Wayne Shorter, from his album Speak No Evil. We heard Witch Hunt. And that has some great personnel on it. That album goes back to 1966. And his quintet on this date is Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and the great Elvin Jones on drums. And before that, we heard from Greg Abate, one of my favorite, maybe fairly little-known alto sax players, but a great one for sure. Greg Abate, we heard a track entitled Monsters in the Night, going back to 2006, the title track from his album. And let's see, that one has on it Greg Abate on alto and tenor sax, Artie Montanaro on trombone, Paul Nagel on piano, Bill Mealy on bass, and Vinnie Pagano on drums. And we're going to continue on with the Magic Hour. And I kind of think of the Magic Hour as that hour around sunset where the surroundings turn in kind of an eerie orange, a beautiful color as the sun sets. And this is Wynton Marsalis with the Magic Hour.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
Touch my loneliness, sweeping my blues up and knocking them down. I want the feeling of jazz, jazz. Jazz, 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 jazz.
Marsalis from his album The Magic Hour. And I actually just queued up one track, the title track from that, but I was just digging it so much I ended up playing three tracks from that album, The Magic Hour. We started out that set with the title track, and then we followed that up with Big Fat Hen. Got that New Orleans sound from the Marsalis family, and we finished out that set with Feeling of Jazz featuring the vocals of Diane Reeves on that one. Love that album. Goes back to 2004, featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Eric Lewis on piano, Carlos Enriquez on bass, and Ollie Jackson on drums. But right now, let's hear from Toots Thielman. We're going to hear his version of the Dizzy Gillespie classic, Groovin' High.